why they're making such a big deal about Brad. He joined a gang, didn't he? That's pretty bad.
They're excited because Brad has changed his ways. You should be glad too. Hi everybody, welcome to another week here at Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. In the Bible, Jesus told the story of a young man who took his inheritance early and then left home. He spent up all his money very quickly and had to take a job feeding pigs. When he returned home, he thought his father would be mad, but his dad was happy to see him and even forgave him. But his brother was angry and refused to celebrate his return. You can read that whole story in Luke chapter 15. It's kind of like our story today, which is called Time to Celebrate. Evan stretched his neck and peered around the people in front of him. A teenager named Brad was on the platform. He had just spoken, confessing that he strayed from the Lord but had now come back. He said God had forgiven him, and he asked the congregation to forgive him too. "Praise the Lord," said Pastor Kearns, putting an arm around Brad's shoulders. Brad attended our church as a boy, and it was here that he accepted Jesus as his Savior. Let's celebrate his homecoming. When the people stood and began clapping, Evan wrinkled his nose and slid down in the pew. Why all this fuss for Brad, he wondered. I heard he joined a gang. He looked over and saw Mom glaring at him, so he quickly stood up. That afternoon, Mom brought it up during lunch. "You liked Brad a lot when you were younger," she said. "I thought you'd be glad to see him back at church, but I noticed you didn't want to stand up this morning and celebrate his return to the Lord. Why was that?" "He joined a gang, didn't he?" asked Evan. "Isn't that bad?" He shrugged. "I know Brad says he's sorry, but I don't know. I just don't get why everyone's making such a big deal over it." "Well, let me try to help you understand," said Mom. "Let's see. Remember that puppy that appeared at our door not too long ago?" Evan smiled. "Sure, he was wearing a tag, so you called his owners, but I wish we could have kept him. He was so cute." "When his owners came for him, how did they treat him?" asked Mom. "Were they angry? Did they scold him or punish him?" "No," said Evan. "They hugged him and played with him. They were so glad he was found." "Brad is something like that puppy," said Mom. "In a way, he was lost. He was a Christian, but wasn't living for the Lord. But God loves Brad far more than that puppy's owners love their dog. God is happy that Brad has confessed and turned away from his sin. Like Pastor Kern said, he's come home, and we should celebrate that." Evan smiled. "Okay," he said. "Let's celebrate." So how about you? Are you happy when someone admits their sin and turns to God? Today's scripture reading tells of a son who was sorry for his bad behavior. His father rejoiced and welcomed him home, but that made his brother angry. Don't be like that brother. God rejoices when one of his children turns from sin and comes home, and he wants us to rejoice too. Our key verse today, Luke 15, verse 10. There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. And our key thought today, rejoice when sinners repent. If your mom or dad are looking for a new devotion book for your family, then tell them about the 1-Year Classic Family Devotions. They'll like it because it has awesome Bible teaching every day. And I think you'll like it because it has fun stuff that's just for you too. To check it out, your mom or dad can go to keysforkids.org and then click on Shop. That way they'll find the 1-Year Classic Family Devotions. Well, as always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids. We'll catch you right back here tomorrow.